All right, in the last episode, we talked about the problems that companies have to face in the bank application process. Now you're made aware of all the common issues and potential problems that can occur. You'll be able to focus more on the efforts on overcoming those problems.
Yeah.
Let's see what solutions that our relationship manager can provide to get you closer on your goal. I know that you're an expert consultant on this, so how do you assist startups with bank applications?
Yes, as you may know, every company come to us have very difficulty on their own, and so we will always provide support on case-by-case basis and for solutions that work for their specific situations.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate more on that?
Like, you can imagine some startups may want to open a bank account at reputable banks in Hong Kong or Singapore, but the problem is that they have no proof of trading. So in this case, we will need to review their business activities, then check with the bank policy, and finally consult the startups whether the bank of choice is suitable for their situation or not.
Right, so, and if the bank of choice is not suitable for the startup, then what's next?
Yes, if this is the case, unfortunately, we will need to convince them to consider other countries for their bank account opening or other alternatives to traditional banks like e-money institutions. Once the companies acquire substantial time of operation along with the essential trading proofs, they can submit the application again at Singapore, Hong Kong, or larger banks with much higher success rate. I believe that.
So you've talked about the case-by-case support and helping startups find banking options that work for their own circumstances. So
Yes. Could
you tell us in specific how you help in a specific startup, for example, to choose the right bank?
Usually we depend on several key points to come up with the best recommendation for startups. For instance, some startup background and experience in business activities, like the country of operations and the countries of customers and suppliers, and most important, the bank policy. We utilize our expertise in this matter and consult the startup whether the chosen bank is suitable for them or not. So startup can also use our online banking tool. Do you know that?
No, I have not.
Yes, you should try that. And then the startup can choose the bank they prefer from our list of banking options. Our banking tool makes suggestions based on the information and detail of startups. So I believe it could help pick the right bank for their situation.
Right, so I think many people are curious about your banking connection and partnership. You know, I am too. So do you have any banks that you usually work with? And can you tell us a bit more about their key features? Yes,
at the moment, we, BBC and Co Limited, work very closely with OCBC, DBS, do you know them? And some other British banks. They're pretty good banking options for companies at the third stage with substantial trading firm. Especially, they prefer companies that have partners in Asia, particularly in Singapore, which can be a plus point in their application process. As you may know, OCBC is one of the largest and the most prestigious banks in Asia. And many clients from my experience would like to have a bank account with OCBC. And they offer multi-currency accounts, and the bankers are very friendly and supportive. For companies which will be closed, the application with OCBC can get pre-approved for within 4 or 5 working days. So interesting. Besides, DBS is also considered one of the largest banks in Asia. The conditions for the bank application at DBS are the same as OCBC, I guess so, and the required deposit is much higher when compared with the one of OCBC Singapore.
So, between DBS and OCBD, which one would you typically always refer to a startup?
Yes, it would depend on the situation of the startup or the company that want to open a bank account with this bank. We will review the application and suggest the best solution for them.
So if I was a startup that didn't, that, like, for example, if I was the owner of a startup that had no prior experience to opening a corporate bank account or any background on business operation at
yes,
all, which one of these would you recommend to me that would have the best onboarding process? Like, between DBS and OCBD, like, which one should I go with as someone who's never had any prior experience with corporate banking whatsoever?
Yeah, it would depend on, do your company have any business trading for history, or your company operate in a long time? Because one of the initial requirements of these banks, OCBC and DBS, is your company have to have the operation time for at least 2 years, or you have to have a related company. Like, for example, you are the owner of the company A, and you have, and you want to open a bank account with OCBC for the company A. But the company A is a startup, so you should have the company B with the same, like, business line and operate for at least 2 years, and then you can apply for the company A with the trading firm of company B.
All right, wow. Yeah. So the banking application service is getting more and more competitive. So
yes.
Do you think you can stay on top of that competition?
Yeah, an interesting question. I believe so. We have experience working with companies with different scales from different countries and all over the world. We are also familiar with the application procedure of several banks, so we believe we can stay top.
So you believe your experience is what makes you stand out in the context of bank application services, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our experience allows us to handle the company's issues flexibly in some cases. Like, if companies cannot provide certain documents as requested, we can negotiate with the bank to replace with all the documents that can function the same way. This is totally based on our experience to know which documents is acceptable, so we can discuss with the bank and come up with the best solution for our clients. Yes, and for sure, apart from our experience, we always consult companies with client-focused approach. Yep, you know, we put the interests of our clients first and try our best to get them to their goal.
So for our last question, is there anything else you would like to add?
Oh yes, let me think. Yeah, after the application is successful, the important thing that I would like to address is the company will take full responsibility and direct control over their own account. It means companies can discuss directly with the bank for any related matter to their account without going through us.
All right, so thank you for your valuable time and for sharing your experience with us.
Yes.
There's no doubt that a bank application service can make a huge difference to your business. So you can receive expertise and support from those who've been here and have done it, as well as recommendations of what banking options are out there. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level, sign up for our bank application now.